The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander, Kelly Midland alongside so much more than a producer. Will Hill joining us momentarily. Paul Carr on the Champions League. And I got a couple tennis picks on the way.
Nice.
Business end of the Australian Open in Melbourne.
A couple? Multiple?
Couple. Yeah, couple. Didn't I send you a couple? Kelly's acting like I didn't send him a couple.
I see what I did there.
Taste the soup. Taste the soup.
Side and total. Got it.
You don't have to give it away. Okay. We get tweets of beating the book. JW, one man Wolfpack. He says, fire TV, Kelly. He actually said this to both of us, but I'm acting like it's to you. Fire TV is the streaming device. He said, fire TV is the streaming device like Roku, whereas Prime is the service like Netflix.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Bruce Dobigan. Dan Campbell calls Kirk Herbstreit. Come on, man. Pull it together. Hey, you got a tissue? That was my Dan Campbell, by the way. Eric Berg, if you want to talk about how screwed up the NCAA football calendar is, Hawaii football starts spring practice in 13 days.
That can't possibly be true.
Really? And has their spring game in 47 days. Welcome back, college football. We're on to the 2025-26 season. Time to handicap and track rosters. 214 days until week zero, he says. Man, Eric Berg is all over it. By the way, Ohio State, the short shot to win it all next year.
Well, I didn't find anything about this year, but I'm seeing the first thing that comes up is the first day of Hawaii's football spring practice from February 4th of 2024. So sounds right.
Jesse Welch, it's 2004, the bottom of the ninth. Yankees are up 4-2. Joe Torre brings in Mariano Rivera. Kelly Bidley says, quote, I'd have gone for the 2-point conversion there. And then JB, Uncle Bush, talking about the Josh Allen play, which, if you recall, Jim Nance was like, that's the greatest play there's ever been. He says that was the greatest segment in a numbers game history. What I mean by that is Jim Nance voice. That's what I remember about the game. So Josh Allen scores on the 4th and 2 to put the Bills up, and they eventually win it by the 2-score game, 30-21. And Nance is just gushing. It's the greatest play I've ever seen. Greatest play of the NFL season was the exact quote.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a line,
at
right?
At home, I'm like, are you serious, man? It was a fourth. Like, he just ran. Like, really, the greatest play? And Nance, as if he heard me on my couch, goes, what I mean by that is, given the circumstance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the great guests, of course, in history. He's guest on really every VSiN show because he never says no. He's the host of the Shoulda Bet More podcast. He's also part of the Bear Bets podcast, Chris Felica's podcast empire over there at Fox Sports. And of course, above all of that, one of the stars of the Beating the Book Megapod, it's our dear friend Will Hill, everybody, at Not The Will Hill on Twitter, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, man?
Gilly, what's going on? I'm good. Always fun to be a part of an empire. I didn't even know it was an empire, but anytime you can be part of an empire, man, that is special. But couple games this weekend, NFL, but I am starting. It is starting to kick in a little bit. Now, you're not going to relate to this because your team is in it, which I'm extremely jealous of. But man, you get those post football blues. I can just kind of feel them, sense them. There's just not many games left to look forward to. So that factor is starting to kick in a little bit. At least
I totally feel that also. Three games left.
I was yelling at you during the break. I had a teaser problem because I love the Bills teaser leg so much this week. I'm running out of games to pair it with. I had way too much money on that college football game last night, Will.
Well, Hawaii should have a spring game pretty soon. We just learned.
Good call there. Yeah.
Let me ask you, you're an NFC North guy. I don't mean to open this wound again, but we were talking about this over the weekend. Via text, and I brought it up yesterday on the show. Let's go back to, I don't know, pick a random week, week 12, week 13, whatever week was like the peak of, oh my God, this division with Detroit and Minnesota and Green Bay. What price would you have needed at that time to have taken none of these three teams will win a single playoff game prop?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, a three-team parlay is 6-1, but Detroit's going to be a huge favorite. Green Bay's an underdog, so yeah, probably 8-1. Your question's a good one, man. I mean, I don't know if you take anything from it. Like, were all of these teams overrated? I think they all individually had their things. Where, all right, Green Bay couldn't beat the good teams. Minnesota, Darnold just turned into you know, the Darnold we expected. And that performance against the Lions looks even worse when you watch them, against, you know, defensively against Washington Saturday night. And I kept thinking about it. I think we were talking about it in the text too, where it's like, man, Sam Darnold put up 9 points against this team where there are people running free all over the place. So, and then Detroit, you know, had their injuries defensively and turned the ball over a million times. So, yeah, it's a, I don't know, small sample. Things happen. Maybe they were a little bit overrated. Maybe, you know, looking forward, Detroit, and you lose, probably going to lose both your coordinators. You're up 17 last year in the NFC title game in the third quarter. You're the one seed this year. These, unless you have Mahomes, unless you have Brady, these windows do not stay open forever. So don't want to kick dirt on them right away, you know, just because, hey, they got a good team, they got good players. But this idea that, hey, you just get these great opportunities year after year after year to go to the Super Bowl, it's not the case. So Detroit, Baltimore, man, Baltimore's had some painful losses in the playoffs. It's I talked about this last week with the Vikings. It's cruel. It's unforgiving. It's hard to win. It's hard to get there. So it's, you know, it's a really difficult one. Team is left standing with the trophy, and it is hard to win.
I asked this thinking that I already know the answer, but what did you bet this coming weekend?
Oh, it's interesting. You think, you know, I haven't bet anything yet. I've attached the Bills to some teasers. That's all I've attached. Ohio State. That's all I've attached. I lean towards the home teams. I think Washington will play a very good game. I'm terrified to bet against Daniels.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, I haven't bet against them yet.
Okay.
I mean, there's some real concerns for Philly with Hurts and the kicker. The kicker missed kicks against Washington.
Absolutely.
The first time they played on Thursday night, he was bad the other night. The way I see that game going, I think Washington plays them very tough. Maybe I think it's similar to that Thursday night game where Philly probably pulls away late just because home field defense, a ridiculously good running game. I think Philly probably wins by 7 or 10 late. But hey, you're at the point where Washington, where I'm terrified to bet against that guy. And I do think Washington is very live. It's interesting too, this weekend with 5 football games, a great reminder of getting the importance, getting the best of the number, because Houston, Kansas City lands right on around the number, depending on when, where you bet it. Philly versus the Rams, that lands on around the number, depending on when you get it. And both of them took just ridiculous scenarios to get to that point. And last night, it looked like it was going to land on 8 for until they throw that long ball to, to Smith. And even Baltimore, Buffalo, that was sneakily headed towards 1, I thought, for a while. Like, hey, if Baltimore, when they were down 8, touchdown, didn't get the 2, they could have gotten the ball back and kicked the field goal. That was headed towards 1, and that was, you know, bouncing around 1, 1.5. So getting the best of the number was a good reminder this week. As far as the AFC game, boy, it's just hard to pick against Kansas City. Until I see this team beat this other team when it matters in the postseason, in their building, my default setting is just that Kansas City is going to find a way to win the game, whether, you know, that's true or not, fair or not. It's hard to bet against Kansas City at home. So it does feel a lot like when it was Brady versus Manning all those years, and it's just Brady kept winning. Eventually Manning broke through in 2006 and took a big comeback, but that was at home. Is Allen really going to go in there and win this game? I'm not so sure. So should be a great game. I love the fact that this is a game. It's a great rivalry, you know, two great players. Just the drama of Kansas City always beating this team, I think, adds to the game. So I am super excited for this game.
Please just don't let it be official aided. Officials,
I agree.
Needed. Yeah, because that will suck. You were leaning in. You had something.
Well, I was just gonna say, I'm glad Will and I got those teasers in, because yes, I can already foresee the Chiefs winning by 3, and I would be chucking something against my wall otherwise, because I would have to bet them the Bills +2. I would have to do.
Very angry crowd on the show this morning between you and Drew. Very angry, very ornery crowd. So, did you bet any Super Bowl MVP? Do you have any of those tickets yet at this point?
I don't. I didn't get involved. I had a bunch of futures tied up in Minnesota. I didn't feel like, I just felt like you could throw a blanket over the 5 teams heading into last weekend with Detroit, Philly, and then the 3 big boys in the AFC. I didn't feel like there was a massive advantage one way or another. I didn't have like a strong feeling. I thought Baltimore would beat Buffalo, and you know, maybe they could have, should have. But no, I didn't feel like, hey, I have an advantage one way or another. This number really stuck out. I've started to bet some baseball. I don't know if it's too early for baseball, but
please.
I have started to bet some baseball.
Okay, that was what I mean. My question was going to be, what does Will Hill bet now? And here you go.
College basketball. And I look, it's a lot of totals. It's a lot of that stuff. But I will start betting more sides and really diving into college basketballs. We're not that far from March Madness. Those conference tournaments are going to sneak up on you with how late everything else goes. But just quickly, boy, call me square. When the Dodgers, when you have like 34 really good starting pitchers in the lineup they have, to me, them getting to 104, 105 is completely possible just because, man, I know they only won 98 last year, but they had so many injuries. They are so stacked, so loaded, bullpen, starting rotation. That's one where you just, hey, you take the over, and if you beat me, you beat me. And here's a fun one. The Cincinnati Reds are 7-1 to win the Central in some books. They were 8 games under 500 last year, but they were +5 in run differential. They add Francona, who gets the most out of his team, most out of his players, kind of an underrated signing, just kind of came out of nowhere, out of retirement. They trade for Brady Singer. They get Matt McClain back, who missed all of last season. The year before, he was on pace to hit 30, 35 homers. So De La Cruz could take another step. That's the division that's winnable, that's wide open. So to me, Cincinnati over, Cincinnati 7-1 to win the division, I think is a fun bet.
I like the thinking. And the Dodgers are what, 103.5? Is that what they are?
Wow. Yeah.
And going over. Because, we all know, as great as you are, it's still tough to win 104 games no matter what.
Wait till they sign Pete Alonso. Wait till they add him as a right-handed platoon guy off the bench. I mean, it's just ridiculous what they're doing, but it's crazy.
By the way, Super Bowl MVP odds, for those who are wondering, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes are co-short shots at +280. Saquon and Jalen Hurts both at 5-1. And then the great Jaden Daniels at 7-1. Everybody else way longer, starting with Travis Kelce at 28-1. As our buddy Matt Brown pointed out on Ready, Set, Bet this weekend, if you were picking MVP in that Chiefs game this past weekend, you couldn't give it to Mahomes. You'd have to give it to Kelce based on the box score. Will, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you on the Megapod tomorrow.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for having me.
Will Hill, everybody. At Not The Will Hill. My tennis bets next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN fans, you're in luck. Circa Las Vegas owner Derek Stevens offering you 15% off at three incredible properties. Circa Las Vegas, the D, and Golden Gate. Whether you're lounging by Circa's stunning rooftop pool or enjoying all the excitement Vegas has to offer, you'll save big with promo code VSiN15. Book your 2025 stay now at CircaLasVegas.com and use VSiN15 to get 15% off. Your Vegas adventure starts here. We really got to go back to the D and say hi to guys.
I think about that way too much.
Although I say that, remember the guy came by here yesterday. I go, oh my God, that's Captain D. I went and said hello to him. He looks at me like, I have no idea who you are.
You're right. Yeah, so, no, I do. So I don't know. I pulled up there for the Millions and Survivor check ceremony, and I was walking. I took an Uber, got dropped off there. And one of the valet guys we rarely saw,
yeah,
still called me out. Right, he's like, "Hey, I haven't seen you guys in a while." Oh, I was like, wow. "Oh man!"
Yeah, this guy was not a valet guy. That's true. By the way, about the, I know you wanted to say something about the championship games. This is one of these things again where it's, you know, this is the difference between sort of a betting audience and a sports talk radio. So, a sports talk radio audience would, as folks listen to us on Sirius XM 158 for first time, they're sort of like, "Well, I mean, you must have big bets on the championship games." Actually, how it works for bettors is usually the opposite, right? And kind of for me, that's what it is, because I know you expect, it's like, oh my God, I can care less about your tennis bets. I want to hear about your NFL bets. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not getting in front of Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think the Chiefs are all that great, so that game scares me off. And then I'm being very honest about the Washington Commodores, where I'm just like, hey, this is all gravy at this point. My only bet is probably going to be my only bet from last week on that game, which is I'll just take them on the money line.
Yeah.
Because, again, the volatility of going for it as much as they do on fourth down, if you like them with the points, you should probably sprinkle on the money line. And I will have them on the money line. But no outcome would surprise me in that game. Again, like if Washington won it outright, I wouldn't be surprised. If Washington covered, I wouldn't be surprised. If Philadelphia rolled, I wouldn't be all that surprised. Just because it's one football game, it's 60 minutes.
It's such a great point by you. I think it was I don't want to say it's more that we have more games to choose from during the regular season, during the earlier rounds, right? It's not necessarily anything about the situation, but I think we often talk about it with a lot of guests like Drew. It's just the margins become so tight in some of these games between, like we're talking the Bills and the Chiefs. It's the best of the best that you've seen all season.
Rufus said it last week, right? Rufus, who's the best, Rufus Peabody, the most successful bettor of his generation. And he said, I'll be honest with you, at this point in the NFL season, there is no value in the side.
Yep.
There isn't. You could talk yourself into it, but he sees it that way.
So, and that's where, like, I just going back to these games quick, like, the one bet I have in is just the teasers, which I probably bet too much on the college game last night. This is, like, not a good thing, but I was looking for something to pair with the Bills teaser leg this week, but you run it out of options. So I tied in Ohio State because I really wanted the Bills, because that was the one edge to me I could see. If I can get that out over seven, I am confident with Josh Allen heading into Arrowhead that we're going to have at least a tight game, and I think that's going to cover. What I was telling you during the break, though, I'm so glad you brought this up. I didn't even bring this up during the break, but I got one of those text messages last night or yesterday before the game, and we all get them around this time of year, right? The big games, right? Where someone wants bets, and it's the text from a Notre Dame fan, right? I know he's a Notre Dame fan. He goes, what do you like for tonight? I'm trying to get some bets in for the game.
Yeah.
What do you like tonight? Oh, and by the way, I don't want to play the under. I'm like, okay, so it's a Notre Dame fan and he doesn't want to play the under.
That's right.
Like, what do you want me to tell you? Because nothing I tell you, you're going to like. So just play the money line on Notre Dame, lose your bet, and be happy, I guess.
Get those texts all the time.
Because, especially whatever you give them to, if you're wrong, you're going to hear about it a week later as well.
That's right. That's the other thing about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to be real smart. Great bet you gave me.
I thought you were going to say, did you get one of those texts again with a toll where they were asking you for the toll that you didn't pay?
Yesterday during the show.
Oh, I get those all day.
I was going to bring up real quick about those teams. I know we want to get to tennis. Yeah. I feel like I'm seeing the Eagles and Bills somewhat similarly, where there is, I think the running games have been extremely successful. I think there are fair questions about passing games and if there are issues in them right now, with whether it's Jalen Hurts on the Philly side, of whether it's just the lack of connection with some of the receivers on the Buffalo side. I think those are fair concerns. The problem is I see it completely differently, because I see it as Buffalo toying with some of these teams of not having to show as much as they probably could, some of the stuff that they're saving for Kansas City, that they were saving for Baltimore in big moments. And if they can run the ball on you with Josh Allen and these running backs, they will continue to do that. Whereas Philly's just, to me, getting bailed out a little bit by Saquon constantly being able to run all over these teams.
I will tell you, as you're talking, what I'm thinking about is a few things. One, the narratives are great, right? Can Josh Allen finally overcome the Patrick Mahomes hurdle, rubber match between the Eagles and this unbelievable rookie sensation who, I know some people object to this, he is the greatest rookie quarterback we've ever seen.
It's awesome.
I don't care what people are like, what about Andrew Luck? Andrew Luck wasn't even the best rookie quarterback his year. He had 18 picks and Robert Griffin won rookie of the year, so I don't want to hear that nonsense either. And then, of course, in the Super Bowl, potential matchups, Buffalo-Washington rematch, quote-unquote, from, over 30 years ago. Kansas City trying to win their third consecutive Super Bowl, which is the biggest one of, the biggest narrative of them all, unless you're a Bills fan. The Bills trying to win their first after all those missed opportunities. The Bills, the only team to go to four consecutive Super Bowls in Super Bowl history, and they lost them all. And there's the Eagles trying to win their second. But here's what I would say as a sort of headline. And I haven't heard anybody say this yet. This might be the four, as a group, least impressive teams as a group to get to this point in NFL season that I can remember in recent history.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, if you're talking about just recent form, who's been the most impressive? It's the Commanders without question.
Right, because what I'm getting at is, like, even last year, like, you could make the case San Francisco might have been an epic team. I mean, Aaron Schatz had him as a top 10 team of all time. And obviously the Mahomes teams in the past with Tyreek, those were great teams. But you think about these four teams, Washington's defense is middling, right? As great as Jaden is, Washington's defense is middling. A great story with all their free agent pickups, but still middling. Philadelphia, I mean, those fans will be the first to tell you this team's not as good as the one 2 years ago.
No.
Their passing game seems to have disappeared. They have this unbelievable running back. Their defense is epic. I'll give them that. But it's certainly not, I don't think Philly fans would say this is their best team ever. Kansas City will absolutely tell you that that's not their best team ever, in even though they went 15-2. And then Buffalo, listen, I've said it all year about Buffalo. Their best play is still Josh Allen tucking the ball under and running the football.
Yeah.
Buffalo might be the sneakiest of them, but it's not Buffalo's best team either, I don't think.
They would bring up what I brought up. Concerns in the passing game, right? Where was Dalton Kincaid last week? Where's Amari Cooper been this whole time? What's going on there? Why are you only passing it as much as you are? Those are the concerns.
Which, by the way, if you're a Washington person, is like, perfect, just what we need to try to win a Super Bowl this year, because those would have to be the conditions. To tennis, The Australian Open, the first slam of the tennis calendar is here. Let me just say with my futures bets, the only thing got left in pocket is Iga to win her quarter. By the way, Iga Swiatek is minus 1,100 to get to the quarters. She's playing Emma Navarro tonight. She's minus 1,100 in this match. That's By the silly. Way, it's justified against the number 8 ranked player in the world. Just That's incredible. Awesome. So Iga is, I still have the Iga quarter, and then I have Iga to win tournament at plus 550. That is still, by the way, Alex de Minaur is also at 55-1. We still have Alex de Minaur also.
That's awesome.
But he's got Jannik Sinner, and this was always sort of the hurdle that he had to get through. All the other, you know, of the futures, they're gone.
What's the longest odds you've ever hit a Grand Slam outright winner at?
Well, this would be it.
This would be it?
This would be it for sure. Because it's, as I said, on the men's side,
you just don't get that.
It's almost performative on the men's side to even bet a long shot because you're like, well, these three guys still exist.
Right.
In Sinner, Djokovic, and Alcaraz. And by the way, in case you missed it, Djokovic beats Alcaraz this morning. So he is headed to the semis of a tournament that he has won 10 times. And as I said at the top, only Rafa at... Roland Garros at Philippe Chatrier is a better proposition than Novak at the Australian Open, but Jannik Sinner is still a short shot. Anyway, the two plays tonight, as we are on the back half of the quarterfinals now, the two plays tonight are both in the same match. It is the Svitolina-Keys match. Elena Svitolina, otherwise known as Miss Gaël Monfils, Kelly, as I know
you
really?
Know. Oh,
really? Oh, yes. Yeah.
I always like keeping up on the tennis hot goss, so keep me informed.
It's not even hot goss. I mean, they're together. They've been together for a long time. But here's the thing. Think about it. You're a professional tennis player. You're traveling the world. You're kind of isolated from real life. And the only people you socialize with are other fit tennis players. And so let the magic happen.
It's like the Olympic Village, man.
That's right. It's like the Olympic Village, but all the time.
But then you're dating some dude named Gail.
It's Gael, and you're getting close to Gil. Let me just say that. Elena Svitolina is the play tonight, plus the over 22. Madison Keys has been fantastic. She is having a resurgence here. Her numbers, 6 months, better than Svitolina on hard courts, worse than Svitolina if you do a year of data. So better in 6 months, but worse in a year. Either way, she should not be this big of a favorite against Svitolina, who by my numbers should be the smallest of dogs. So plus 164 on Elena Svitolina, and I think it goes over 22 games. I'm looking at Svitolina in 3. But however you get over 22, I'll take it.
Like
there are your two tennis plays. How about some midweek Champions League action for you, betting-wise? Paul Carr joins us next. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
In sports betting and trading, understanding probability is the ultimate game changer. Unlock the secrets of high probability trading with Todd Bubba Horowitz. Look at Bubba. Former floor trader, seasoned sports bettor with over 45 years of experience. Man looks happy. Visit BubbaTrading.com/VSiN today. Use promo code VSiN500 to save $500. Don't miss your chance to sharpen your strategy, gain the edge in your trading game. That's BubbaTrading.com/VSiN, promo code VSiN500.
We shared a drink together at the Circa check ceremony.
I know you did. And
it's a good time.
And you reinforced that we will have him on the show.
That's right. Hey, Todd, I still got it written down. Don't worry.
Kelly told me, by the way, that he was going around promising everybody an appearance on the show.
Mike Somich was having a good time at my intoxicated ninja producing skills, because it was like we'd run into someone and I'd be like, hey, you want to come on the show?
And Somich
including Somich.
Somich called you and he's like, I've seen you ask 5 different people.
Yeah, because he was the last one I asked at the end of the night for that next Monday, and he was just laughing. He's That's like, yeah, great. I guess I'm the last one to be asked after you just asked 5 other people tonight.
We get tweets. We love you, Michael. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Wet Willie Colon. I agree, Gil. I agree, Gil. He says, I pray this Kansas City Buffalo game is not official aided. Oh, look what he does here. Considering Josh Allen has received the most roughing the passer penalties in his favor since he came into the league, can't let the officials give this one to Buffalo. See what he did there? Because I was saying it for Mahomes and Chiefs,
good.
And he turned it
good.
Around. Dan Greshel. Hope I'm pronouncing that right, Dan. I'll be happy to see the Chiefs lose. So naturally, I put a little pizza money down yesterday on Kelce to win Super Bowl MVP at 42-1 odds.
Dude, can you imagine how rich you'd be if you just bet if you just bet Chiefs and Kelce overs on just, I mean, since Mahomes got there, it's ridiculous. Oh,
it's incredible. James Fessler. Should the NFC North records have been discounted since the cross-conference matchup this season was the AFC South? It's a great point. Detroit, Minnesota, and Green Bay went a combined 12-0 in those games against Houston, Indy, Jacksonville, and Tennessee. It's a great point. I talked about it many times this year when it came to other teams, right? I was like, for a period, Washington hadn't beaten anybody till they did. But I did say that about, you know, about the Chargers, right? More famously, where I'm like, they've beaten nobody. But that's a great point about all the NFC North teams. Johnny Ringo, Monday, February 10th, Commies 34, Chiefs 24, he says. Gil, welcome to a numbers game, never a doubt. Man, from your lips to God, as my mom would have said. Let's talk some soccer, because we got some midweek action in the Champions League. Paul Carr joins us now. Typically, he does so from Topeka, Kansas, where his home is located. But today, he's in Orlando, Florida, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Paul, I was just, Kelly and I were complaining. And by the way, we understand we have a lot of nerve to complain about this, because Wishnev was telling me it's like -3 in Pittsburgh today.
Nope, never.
-3, yeah. He told me. It's 25 degrees here this morning in Vegas, so we're complaining. What is it in Orlando?
It's actually fairly chilly by Orlando standards. It's in the 40s and rainy right now. So, you know, I can't complain because my family's back home in Kansas and it was -10 last night. But yeah, God. It's a little chilly here, especially for the natives.
My freshman and senior years of college in Boston, the wind chill got to -40. The wind chill.
Yep.
And I, even at like 19 years old, I was like, why would people just stop here and not go settle somewhere else? I did the same.
I went to Wheaton College in the Chicago suburbs, and freshman year, there's like 3 feet of snow. We were trying to walk to class through these wind tunnels. My brother was smart enough to go to Pepperdine, so he was the smart one of the family.
Yeah, that's not too shabby.
Never again. Ever do snow again.
Yeah, we've gotten soft.
Got real soft.
Yeah, Cali soft, I always said when I lived in California. I got in Cali soft. All right. for the new audience here on Sirius XM Channel 158, can you explain, as Denzel Washington said in the movie Philadelphia, explain this to me like I'm a two-year-old. Can you explain to folks, give an American sports analogy to what the Champions League is?
Sure, yeah. I always compare it to the NCAA tournament in that you've got the best handful of teams from every league in Europe, and they're all playing these midweek games that are a completely separate. They're basically playing the NCAA tournament at the same time as the regular season, if you continue the college basketball analogy. So there's 36 teams this year in one big group stage, a different format, and they'll play down to one winner. So it's the biggest club trophy that there is.
Wow. Even that explanation is hard to wrap my brain around. Okay. So
it's wild.
Is it more analogous to the NBA in-season tournament now, would you say? That kind of thing? Or more
I think it's just like, again, play the regular season and the NCAA tournament at the same time. Like, it's the weekend was just always your conference game, and then your midweek game was always this NCAA tournament game. It's very normal to soccer to have these multiple competitions going at the same time.
Okay.
So it's a little bit like the NBA thing. But yeah, it kind of blows the American sports fan's mind. It did to me when I started getting into it.
All right. So let's reset the Champions League for folks too now as to where we are right now before we get to your picks. And you were saying off air, it's all just a very strange time of year to begin with.
Yeah. So it's a new format this year. First time they've had this. Before, you used to have 8 groups of 4. It was basically a World Cup just stretched over the second half of the year. But now it's 1 36-team group, essentially, and they play 8 games instead of 6. So we've got a group game this week for everybody and a group game next week. Normally, A, this doesn't start in the calendar year till mid-February or so, and B, that's the knockout stage. So neither one of those things is true. So it's weird to have group games and games this early in a calendar year.
All right, so we have, and by the way, odds to win the Champions League. 2 Premier League teams, Liverpool at 4-1 and Arsenal at +550, are the short shots. Then you get to Real Madrid at 6-1, some of the usual suspects. Bayern Munich from where, Kelly?
Munich, Germany.
Bundesliga, you're supposed
to say.
Yes, at +750. I knew we could get to it. Kelly's a little off. Kelly was going for a two-pointer earlier in the game. Barcelona. Listen to that Castellano pronunciation. Barcelona at +750 as well. And then Man City, the last team, back to the Premier League at 8-1 for all the single shots. Do you have a bet in the futures market?
Uh, I kind of like Atletico. I think they should be around 2,000 to 1 or so. Or not 2,000 to 1, 20 to 1, plus 2,000. Yeah, I think Atletico may be like the fifth best team in the world right now, and their price doesn't really reflect that. So if I had to play something there, I would do that. I mean, I could always just say play Real Madrid because, you know, it's just what Real Madrid does. They haven't really played that well this year, but somehow they're in first place in La Liga, and they'll probably get through the knockout stage, and they have this devil magic in Champions League. But if I had to play something right now, I'd like Atletico. If you can get 20 to 1, better.
Yeah, we have them listed Atletico Madrid at 30 to 1 in our odds. These are courtesy of Draft at DraftKings. Mm-hmm. That's where that's available. Okay, as far as your match picks, what do we got?
All right, we'll start. This one's today. I have an over in Benfica Barcelona, over 4.5 at plus 260. So we're obviously taking a little bit of a shot here. But you have the best attacking team in the world in Barcelona, over 3 goals a game. And also their defense is not good, to say the least. And Benfica tends to leak goals when they run into big boys in Champions League and not dominating Portugal as they usually do. But they also just kind of play an open style where they'll probably get some goals and probably give up lots of opportunities. So I think this one should be pretty loose. Both teams are pretty safely through the next round. So, you know, there's no reason to tighten up or anything like that. I think this one's just going to be wide open. So I think plus 260 is a pretty good price on over 4.5 goals total.
Wow, over 4.5. Kelly teased that earlier.
Yeah.
Over 4.5 goals in the Benfica-Barcelona game. Benfica from Portugal. Barcelona, obviously, from Spain. Okay, that's at plus 260. Shop around. That is today.
Yeah, Paul, do you have a price cutoff point with that one? Because I'm looking at DraftKings right now. They're over 4.5. It's only plus 210.
Man, these Champions League lines move so much on Mondays, especially Mondays and Tuesdays. I think everyone kind of realizes, oh yeah, there's games this week and the limits go up and the money comes in and all that. I wouldn't go below like plus 230, plus 240 range.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thanks for asking. By the way, what time is that exactly? When does that start? Do you know, Paul?
I didn't see what time that one kicked in there. Yeah, sounds right. There's two windows.
Three Eastern.
What time?
Three Eastern.
Eastern. Yep. So 3 Eastern, 12 noon Pacific, because we all struggle with, oh, I forgot I'm supposed to bet a Champions League game from Paul. All right, and then tomorrow.
It's a weekly struggle, man.
Oh, this always comes up. Paul's got a handicap on a Young Boys game. What do you got here, Paul?
Young Boys is maybe the worst team in the Champions League group stage, so I'm very excited to bet against them. I'm going with Celtic. I will lay the goal in a half, and I think my price was minus 115, if I remember correctly or so. Celtic is probably going to advance, and this is important. Goal difference is the first tiebreaker, and Celtic is kind of on the borderline to be in the top 24 teams to advance. So you get a win, you get a big win today, and they can pretty much sew up their spot in the next round. And Young Boys is just bad. They've given up 4 or 5 goals multiple times already. So I'll be happy to lay the goal and a half with Celtic against Young Boys.
All right. Celtic is Scottish, Young Boys is Swiss, and then a play on the over. In the Real Madrid, oh no, it's a team total over. Pardon me.
Team total. All right. Total, yeah.
Real Madrid team total over 3.5 versus Salzburg.
Yeah, very similar principle here. Salzburg is one of the 3-4 worst teams we've gotten the league phase this year, and Real Madrid is obviously just Real Madrid, and they tend to beat up on these lesser teams. And goal difference is important for them because they're not safely through yet. But a big win here would pretty much wrap it up. So over 3.5 on Real Madrid here.
All right, Benfica Barcelona over 4.5 goals game total today, and then tomorrow Celtic minus a goal and a half versus Young Boys. Real Madrid team total over 3.5 versus Salzburg. That also tomorrow. Paul, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good one,
Paul Carr. Everybody, right here on A Numbers Game. We'll wrap things up. More football next.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game. Un partido de números, for those listening in Spanish. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets at Beating the Book. By the way, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Not sure if I mentioned that. If you've never been to Las Vegas, if you listening here are a sports fan and a sports bettor, and I know you are, and you have not been to Circa downtown, oh, you're doing this wrong. What'd you say? Like, there's hotels on the Strip. Right, casinos on the Las Vegas Strip that are known for something, right? Specifically, mm-hmm. Right? Like the Cosmopolitan used to be like the heart of young Vegas. I would argue it's not so much anymore, but that was kind of its brand, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was the Hard Rock. Don't get me started.
Gil's got stories.
But here, Circa is known for two things above all: the great Circa Stadium Swim, which is outdoor, you know, pool parties, but with sports on big screen TVs, and you can bet out there. And of course, this glorious sports book behind us. Look at this thing. It's the biggest sports book on planet Earth. So if you've never been, you got to check it out.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think there's also like if you're a friend of mine, what usually happens is you probably come to visit Vegas or staying somewhere on the Strip. You've paid or lost too much money in nights one and two, and then you come down here. You have a great time watching the game at Circa, and then you roll out onto Fremont Street where cocktails are way cheaper and way bigger, Gil. And then I always hear this: the best time I had when I was in Vegas is when we went down to Circa and Fremont Street.
And this guy Kelly Bidlett invited me on a national radio show.
That's right. Watch out! There's always an opportunity for that to happen.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. JC562076, because I don't want you to get that wrong. He says -40 wind chill your freshman and senior years. That's ridiculous. Us Bay Area residents are, as you say, Cali soft, chilling in our 65 to 70 degree weather in January. Let me just say this about the Bay. It is the city that global warming helped. The Bay Area, in San Francisco specifically.
Because it can always be a little warmer.
No, I'm just saying, beforehand, it was like a little too chilly most of the time. And it's glorious now. Glorious. And as folks in the Bay will say, and all folks in San Francisco, because all the bad publicity, are like, hey, you don't want to come here? Stay away. Bye week picks. Hour one from yesterday is not showing up on either podcast of A Numbers Game or VEASAN Best Bets. Need to hear what Gil thought of the commodes. If only we had a working producer on this show to
Beating the Book podcast feed. Remember we were joking yesterday that who was going to be the person to tweet in about it?
Right.
It wins the grand prize.
There you go.
It wins the grand prize.
That's right, because we're transitioning back Mondays.
Yeah, why it's going above and beyond, splitting it up onto multiple feeds. So it's, yes, any of the guessing lines related stuff is on the Beating the Book feed.
What you said. Brian Morianen. I live north of Boston, -1 this morning. I can't complain because my freshman year, a friend told me their best friend was at Montana or Montana State, and the air temperature was like -20. The campus is connected with underground tunnels because of wind chill.
Look, I got moved around as a kid to Anchorage, Alaska, and Moscow, Russia. I'm good. I'm good for life.
Dude, the only Super Bowl I ever attended was the Skins and the Bills, which we could possibly have a rematch of this year. January of 92. Greatest team of all time, thrashing the Bills 37-24 in a game that wasn't that close, but I'll stop. But it was in Minneapolis. I got it was the first Northern City Super Bowl, and it was free. Then what this gentleman just said about it in Montana, there's underground tunnels. This has skywalks right in Minneapolis to connect buildings because it's so freaking cold out there.
Yeah. That's part of what Indianapolis, right? Is all the media goes crazy about how great it is when events are in Indy because everything's connected with the skywalks, right?
Except I waited 35 minutes outside the Glam Slam to get into Prince's Club. It was freezing. What you do when you're young. David Shalafour, a couple of weeks of occasional extreme cold is the trade-off to avoid hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, and mudslides. # let's go Skins. And then Jeff G points out, we were talking about that Hawaii thing. Hawaii spring practice starts on February 3rd. Their football spring practice starts on February 3rd. Practices on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, except for Monday after the Super Bowl. Spring event on March 9th.
Let's go cover it live.
Let's do it.
Remote. For a week or two
live
sounds good.
Live from Hawaii. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day. We do this at the end of every Numbers Game and every show here on the network. Recap all the bets that were given out on the show, both by the hosts and the guests. Once again, I'm on two tennis plays tonight. They're both in the same match. I believe this is the earliest of the bunch, so we here in the United States can actually watch this, as opposed to, like, Djokovic and Alcaraz because of time zones.
I know.
Being in the middle of the night, right?
Like, it was crazy that Bedosa was playing, 4:30 our time yesterday.
Because there's an early session and a night session, and the night session for us is dead of night.
Yeah, you're right. So that's Svitolina Keys slated for 4:30 is what I'm seeing. Pacific, 7:30 East.
There you go. I'm on Alina Svitolina against the American Madison Keys. Again, my numbers have Svitolina as a small dog, but she shouldn't be +164. That's a great price. That's what I got her at. Also on Svitolina Keys over 22, typically, and you know this from the first and the second rounds, we're crushing in the first round, typically with a time zone difference, I don't get to give them out on the show, but because there's so few matches, I get to give them out on the show because it's easier to handicap smaller, a fewer amount of matches. But typically this is reserved for just VEASAN subscribers. All subscribers get all of the picks every sport from host and guest at VSiN.com/picks. But there you go. Svitolina plus 164 and Svitolina keys over 22. Kelly, what you got?
Yeah, for me, just the Bills and a teaser. That's the only thing that I have bet so far for this week in the NFL. No NBA tonight. It is an absolutely horrific card. I think Drew brought up the Magic Raptors being like a one-point spread. The other four games are double digits. I think the shortest spread is 11 points.
And Kelly already paired the Bills with Ohio State last night, minus 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything to that question I asked of Drew about the NBA yesterday? The, you know, 8 games, 7 of which went under. The only one that went over went to overtime. It is the early starts contributing.
I think he hit the biggest point with it, which is the early starts, because that's where all of our heads go, whether it's college basketball, NBA. These guys get used to their routines. You think under if you see early starts. But also with the tricky holiday nature of games, it always cautions me too.
Used to call a girlfriend Cali Soft, by the way. It's another story. Paul Carr's bets, Benfica Barcelona, over 4.5 goals, plus 260. That is today, if you want some soccer action. And then tomorrow, Celtic giving the goal and a half versus Young Boys. And then Real Madrid, team total over 3.5. Kelly wants a mulligan here. Over Salzburg. Where are they from, Kelly?
The Austrian Bundesliga.
There you go. That, by the way, that was killing Kelly all break that he blew Bundesliga.
I lost it. So embarrassing. I don't even care about the Gopher 2 earlier in the show. You guys all know what I meant.
Then Drew Dinsick. Oh, we forgot about Drew. Drew took the Eagles minus 5.5 versus the Commodores in the NFC Championship, the first of two. Oh, Will
Max hit. Bet for Drew. It max like. Bet. Yeah.
I took that personally. He's like, it's a max bet, Gil.
That was angry as I've seen Drew Dinsick on the show at all.
Drew was
time.
Not happy. I think the Alcaraz Djokovic set him off. Yeah, and then he didn't have a good football weekend. But he had a great wild card weekend before that. Will Hill, not to be outdone. I love that expression. Not to be outdone, as if he was competing. He's got the Dodgers over 103.5 wins. So this is going to be the highest season win total. It is this highest season win total of any MLB team. And it's not high enough per Will Hill with all of, the Sasaki signing now. The Dodgers, Tanner Scott now. I mean, they just got players left and right. If there's a great player to be had, he ends up in a Dodgers uniform. So Dodgers over 103.5 wins. And then I liked his explanation and I liked his reasoning on the Reds to win the division, the NL Central at 7-1. Baseball, we see you coming.
Almost that time.
Almost that time for monthly bets, monthly win total bets. We had a great time with that last year. As always, the official bank of VSiN is GBank. They are responsible for our best bets of the day, as they always are. And don't forget that if you're serious about sports betting, you need the GBank Visa Signature Card. Most credit cards, street sportsbook, and gaming transactions as cash advances. Even when you put your own money on the card, GBank treats gaming transactions as purchases, so you're typically saving up to 3 to 5% on cash advance fees right there. Right now, for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. You wanted to ask me a tennis question before we left here?
I sure did. Let's go country clubbing for that. How about that, Kel?
Let's go country clubbing out. Let's go.
Yeah. All right.
This is the only reason why you wanted to ask me a tennis question.
No, it's not true. It's not true. I like the little DJ in the corner. It's everybody's favorite part.
I want to hang out with those guys.
All right, here's the question I have for you. So I'm somebody listening to the show, watching the show at home, and I say, hey, Gil, cool, you got a 55-1 on some guy named Alex Demonauer. What am I supposed to do, though, with him still left in the field, 20-1?
You were supposed to listen last week. It's the first thing I would say.
Well, sure.
Secondly,
I'm a busy guy, though.
This is the thing about the Demonauer thing. Even when I bet at 55-1, as long as Alcaraz and Sinner exist, and now Alcaraz doesn't in this tournament, it's always sort of, again, it's partly performative because you're like, yes, the value is there, but I know this guy exists. And so now Demonauer is playing Sinner. And he's a big dog, and he ought to be. I toyed with playing the games line, plus 6.5 games, but ultimately he's 9-for-9 losing to Sinner. His game does not match up well. So if you believe that Sinner is hampered physically, which we saw some signs of last week, then you would take a 20-1 flyer. If you believe that. If you don't, I cannot sit here and recommend it for you.
Okay.
Because it's just, he's just that much better. But is there a puncher's chance if he's hampered? Absolutely. Stormy is next with Jeff Schwartz. Money Moves on the other side at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.